It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that is safe, secure, and easy to use. There are some early college football futures that we're eyeing because of the great advice from our Cover 3 guys. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/247 and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Awesome. Hey, Coach Hopkins. There he is.
Chrissy, how are you, buddy?
Two quick questions to start here. First, how are you feeling? And then second, what's your status for Thursday's game?
I'm feeling great, obviously, being in COVID protocol. And it sucked being away, but I'm glad to be back. I'm back.
Can I take you back a bit to like last week, particularly Thursday? And how did that day play out for you and the team?
You know what? Being in protocol, you know, I've talked to Will a lot, even at the beginning of Pac-12, just talking about, you know, how the world is going right now, and, you know, just trying to prepare him and making sure that he's ready for that opportunity. And I was really, really proud of him, and he did an incredible job. And, like I said, it sucked being in protocol, but it's great to be back out of it. And watching the team respond and play well was a lot of fun.
Just if you could throw a comment on just what type of flexibility does it take for a team to lose a head coach and to keep it moving?
You know, there's always challenges, Percy. I think the thing about it is, you know, Will and I have been together since the beginning. He knows the system, has a great relationship with the players, and it's the system. And, you know, I think if he could tell you, you know, what time I go home at night to what time I go to bed, he knows everything about me, and I know everything about him, and that's why it's a great relationship. And he knows the standards and the expectations, and I thought he did a fabulous job. But it's always hard. It's just like when we lost a player or whatnot. But we're lucky we have a veteran team with guys that are mature.
And just two more from me here, and then I will let others sort of jump on here. Just your assessment of the Oregon State and the Oregon games.
Well, I thought, we did what we were supposed to do on the road in this league. You want to win every game, but the biggest goal is to try to split. And I felt like we obviously came in and there was a lot of great moments against that Oregon State. It's been hard to win there, and to be able to get a win there, it was awesome. And then we went down and had to play Oregon, and sometimes you play a team that gets really hot and plays really aggressive, and there's really not a lot that you can do. And that's kind of what happened. This year is going to be real interesting with a lot of games, because games will be canceled. People will have more rest. People will have more time to prepare. There's all these different factors that the average fan won't see. But Oregon came out and, you know, hit us, and, we didn't respond too well, but that happens in games. We've had four or five of those games here since in the last 5 years. We just have to bounce back from it and get ready to come out here and play a good game against Colorado.
You know, and then to like that right there, just those factors that most people won't see. For like Colorado, they're playing their fourth game in like 7 days. And so just how big will, and you've talked about this in the past, but how crucial is that first half, those first couple of minutes really kind of jumping on them? I'm just wondering what Colorado's energy levels will be like.
Well, Coach Boyle's got them playing at a high level, beating Oregon like they did last night after being down even though they have a young team, showed a lot of maturity, a lot of togetherness, and they really defend. And, you know, when we played them down there, we were playing our third game in 7 days. They're playing their fourth. You know, you never know how teams are gonna come out. I know one thing that we have to do is we have to come out with some fire. We've done that for the most part this season. But I'm just excited to get the opportunity to play and have everybody back, and we're excited.
All right, Hop. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Dan, go ahead.
Mike, when you're in protocols, are you restricted to like a hotel room, or did you go home back to Seattle or walk around the river? What did you do when you're, you know, cast away like that?
You just got to stay away from everybody and wear your mask. That's what you do. And so it's not the most fun thing, but got to do it. Got to keep everybody safe.
Did you stay in Oregon the whole time?
I did not. I did not. No.
And I just curious, because I haven't had to deal with this personally, but did you drive back up? Did you have to rent a car? How'd you get around when you're in protocol?
I'll just tell you, I got back.
Okay.
And I got back.
Well, glad to see you're healthy.
Thank you.
Kim, go ahead.
Welcome back, Coach.
Thank you, Kim.
Hey, if we'd had a live stream and a webcam in where you were watching the games on Thursday and Sunday, what would we have seen, and how would Thursday have been different from Sunday?
You know, just like anything, I think the perspective when you watch a game on television, you obviously want to be there with your group, right? Your team, and supporting everybody. You know, you got to see maybe what the pregame broadcasters, you know, they reveal what their conversations were before the game. So you hear that, and that was a lot of fun. It was fun seeing and being able to watch the other teams huddle to see their body language and those things, which give you a better feel of how the game is going to be, you know, progressing. And that game, just a lot of pride. Nothing was broken. Just a lot of pride seeing Will Conroy do an amazing job. His poise and the way that he coached those guys is just really proud. The sad thing was I wasn't there to be able to celebrate the game with them after such an amazing job. And then, you know, you played a team that had just been sitting there waiting for us for the whole week. And sometimes that happens, that game. And, you know, when you have a great staff and you've got mature guys, that I was still nervous. I just wasn't as nervous as I'd normally been, because you know that they're going to be, you know, stick to the plan and be together. And I think that's the thing which was a lot of fun.
You've been in the same position Will was put in last week. What do you think he learned, you know, running the show for a couple of days? And, you know, I always say you learn more from the mistakes and your losses than you do on anything you do right or a win. What do you think he learned that maybe he has a little bit more appreciation for now for the things that you do?
I think the hardest things, you know, it's always the, you know, substitution patterns, guys being frustrated, maybe coming in or coming out, you know, but, you know, we have a built-in system and you know, we have, you know, things that we do and what we stand for, and nobody knows it better than Will. I think the stress, it's like giving a speech, you know, the game is, you know, the 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, you know, you can't, it's hard to sleep, you know, those types of things, and how to have that balance. And then when you once get out on the floor, you know, it feels like you're playing, and you can tell just watching him that he was just felt really comfortable and a natural with it. We haven't sat down and talked about like the experience. We laughed at a few things that he was dealing with. I'll keep it at that. But I thought his presence, the way that he had the team prepared, the way he utilized substitution patterns. And the one thing I told him and going through my experience was, you also have to go with your gut. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not there. I don't want you. You know the system, but you're going to know how a guy looks or if he's confident or not confident, make those substitutions. You know, those are the things that, you know, all your planning is great until something happens in the game and then you're going to have to make adjustments. And those are all things that, you know, we all constantly are learning all the time.
Just one more real quick. With the great win coming at Oregon State and then that first half of the Oregon game, wasn't good, you know, looked like a lack of energy, lack of confidence, came back in the second half. What do you attribute that first half to?
You know, sometimes, you know, I believe so much in energy and, you know, energy is such a big thing. You know, it's like just in your work, when you have great energy, you write your best, you report your best. When you're not, you know, there's kind of a letdown. And sometimes when you play and you're playing 4 games in 7 days or 3 games or 2 games and another team has a week, you know, those are different things that happens. But that energy, you could just tell there was a little bit different of a pop. And, you know, that's what I saw.
Thanks, Coach. Looking forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Coach, glad you're feeling well. I'm curious what you take from the last matchup with the Buffs. I think they got you on the boards by 20. I know it was only 3 weeks ago, but what do you take from that, if anything?
I thought that they out-physicaled us. You saw the rebounding numbers. But they didn't necessarily hurt us on second-chance points. I think a big thing was, you know, offensively, they're so good defensively that it's hard to just, you know, you got to move, you got to have better ball movement, and we got to make better reads, and ball movement and player movement. If we can do that, it will help our chances to get better shots. But they're playing at a high level. They've got, you know, Jabari Walker's playing as good as any player in our league right now. Evan Batty's is a load down in the post. De Silva is playing like his brother, you know, young player, but shooting the ball exceptionally well. And their guards are, I think, really, really good defensive players. So I think the biggest thing is we're going to have to be patient, more patient offensively. And we got to tighten up our defense.
And are you still – I know TB's the guy who's putting up all the points, but are you still searching for a secondary scorer, another guy you can go to? Or is that, I mean, you've had some guys show flashes, but are you still looking for a guy that can kind of ride shotgun?
Well, you know what? You know, I think in the Pac-12 games, Emmett Matthews has been as good as anybody, you know, shooting 47% from the field, 44, I think, is from three, 88% from the foul line. I think he's a guy, that has produced, you know, Jamal Bay shown signs, and we still know that there's, you know, he can do more. I think the biggest thing is kind of, we just need to be more consistent. The good thing is we have a lot of good players, so it might be a different guy every night. But, you know, Cole Badgham all of a sudden got hot. He'd been shooting well. We just need that consistent effort because the 3-point shot, when we're making it, we're a different team. You know, when you have good, as much as we need TB to score, if you have good offensive balance across the board where 4 or 5 guys are contributing close to double figures or double figures, you just have a better chance to win.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
All right, Tim, go ahead.
Hi, Mike. I was just curious, have you ever been in a situation where a team you're involved with, you weren't at the game and able to watch it, or and we're stuck watching it on television?
No, never. It was everybody was asking me what it was like. It was weird, but I was relaxed and confident because of, you know, knowing our veteran players and staff, and, you know, obviously Wills is awesome, so those things made me feel a lot more comfortable.
And then this is a little bit off the cuff of a question, but you've gone back to the suit and tie after last year when so many, you know, coaches had gone a little bit more relaxed, whether it was a polo shirt or whatever. You know, last night Izzo's wearing and his entire staff are wearing hoodies from Michigan State. I'm wondering why you made that decision to go, you know, back to the suit and tie for the entire coaching staff.
I don't know. I'm a little bit more of a traditionalist. You know, I think it's, you know, you're representing a lot. Not that if you're wearing a suit compared to that, I don't know. I just felt like what you represent in a professional manner, you should dress like it. And that was the decision.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Percy, back to you.
Awesome. Hey, Mike, I know that you lived through the Matias Thybulle experience, but have you ever seen a guy get 5 blocks in 6 minutes?
No. Yeah.
Does like that mean that are you, I mean, I don't know if you can expect that out of Riley Moore, but does that maybe, you know, sort of signal that maybe he should get more playing time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Riley's has been a heck of a player. He played his best game against Arizona, and then, you know, he had to go in protocols. And so, you know, he was rolling and, you know, getting back in shape. But he has those moments. He had big moments for us last year in games. He's a heck of a player. You know, he's good. He's got great hands. He knows the system. And when he has that energy, you know, he can be a difference maker for us. And, you know, he can be really beneficial in a few of these games and, you know, ready to get out there. And if he gets his opportunities, 5 blocks will keep you on the court pretty quick.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
especially all right, Mike Smith.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome, Percy.
Kim, go ahead.
You guys out rebounded at Oregon and, offensive boards were really, really good. What was the difference there?
You know, just going. You know, when you play against teams that have shot blockers, a lot of times shot blockers leave their man to go try to help. And so that you have a lot of dump offs and you have a lot of opportunities to get offensive rebounds. And so, you know, then you play certain teams where they don't, you know, they're really good individually and they don't need a lot of help. And when that happens, you know, just for instance, say Colorado doesn't have shot blockers. They're really good man-to-man defense. They can keep you in front. They don't, you know, if you can do that, you don't need help. And then if a shot goes up, then it's easy to rebound for them. And that's why they're one of the best defensive rebounding teams, not only in the league, but in the country. And so, I think with Nafali and Frank Kepnon, like when they go and they're rotating over, there's great opportunities to really rush the basket and get chance opportunities.
Bill Walton, did you leave the volume up or did you turn it down?
Boy, that was interesting. But he was entertaining. I had it up. I wanted to hear everything. I wanted to hear the conversations with the coaches. I wanted to hear all those things, things that you don't normally see until after the game where you get it plugged into your computer. But for the most part, I don't listen when I watch tape, but I did listen when I watched the game.
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.